Nice to meet you again, Sean. This is another film of yours, which is From Depression with Love. It's going to be screened at the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival. You have developed your technique of melding theatrical dramatization with documentary style. Do you want to talk about that to me with this new film?
Yeah, it just seems that I have a real love for acting and drama and storytelling. And so and also I have a love for getting out information and education to people that's going to make a difference to their lives. So without actually planning it, somehow those two just came together. And now, the last two feature documentaries that I made have both been docudramas, which means they've had acting involved in them and a storyline involved in them as well, a written story.
Yeah, that's right, which is really compelling. Depression is obviously a very big issue for many people. Can you tell me about the research process that you undertook to be dealing with such a big subject?
Yeah, well, first of all, I read quite a number of books. I had my own issue with depression and I had my own transformation. So then it led me to reading a number of books and then having my discovery. I went on to talk to a lot of doctors and professors and things like that. I did a lot of research on the internet to see how bad depression actually was, especially in Australia. And at that time, I think it was 1 in 10 people were on medication, on some sort of pharmaceutical medication. And depression was the highest killer, one of the highest killers of men, young men.
Tell me about the writing process, because I know that there's in this particular film, you make sure that people are aware that this isn't a film that tells you to do particular things or come off medication. It's actually putting forward some processes that people have found helpful. And you've also spent a lot of time talking to people with lived experience who have found methods to bring themselves out of a very dark place.
Yeah, well, actually, the film itself was a bit of an education process because the film was supposed to just be a short film. In fact, I do have still on YouTube, which I haven't released, a 4-minute version of the short film that we made. And when we were interviewing some of the professors and the doctors that are in the film, because they were in the early interviews for the short film, we just realized that there was so much more here, so much more information needed than what was just in a short film, especially when you're dealing with such a severe topic and also bringing up an issue that could be slightly controversial. And as you said, it's not to try to make anyone do anything different, but well, just to educate people before they may make that decision for people in the future.
The lived experience of people who have found their way out of the dark place. One of the key elements for people is to realize that it's not going to be like this forever. I mean, people talk about it
I think,
quite clearly, their genuine experience of it.
yeah, and that really is the key message because when someone's in a state of severe depression, often they're just looking at this moment, and this moment where they feel this pain is their entire life. And if you get too caught up in that moment and think that that moment's going to last forever, in that moment it does kind of feel like it's going to last forever. You forget, and then you can do, all sorts of crazy things. But if you have the realization and just the understanding that, hey, this is actually okay that you're like this, first of all, you don't have to fight it. It's just a feeling that you're in, and it's temporary, and it's a part of a process of life. Once you just have that mindset and that understanding it, and with that other mindset to keep moving forward, it actually doesn't have as strong a hold. Because often one of the biggest problems that I've seen, especially with the people that I interviewed and other people during research process, is that it's the thinking that something's wrong with them that amplifies the depression.
How did you get the people to speak to you about this?
Well, I just found people that I thought would be good to be able to talk on this topic, people that either had lived experience, severe lived experience, or people that were actually in the field of actually dealing with this kind of thing every single day. So I just approached those people, called them up, had a conversation, enrolled them into doing it. And to be honest, I didn't really have any knockbacks. I think people are happy to contribute to a conversation like this, knowing that it's going to be seen by people and it's going to make a difference in those people's lives.
I mean, you decided to use the drama of a young man trying to deal with losing things that are supposedly the markers of success. Society has a lot to play in people's misunderstanding about their role as humans, really, doesn't it? That's one of the things that you're talking about in this film, isn't it? People's
Yeah, and
self-worth.
actually, I'm now writing a book as well called The Cocoon, also called From Depression with Love, but it's got a pretitle, The Cocoon, that also heavily talks about this being one of the key factors of causing depression is this idea that we have to be something more than what we already are. And that's what capitalism and society drives into us. And it's not necessarily a bad thing because it keeps us always moving forward and keeps us growing. And a part of life is growing. But when you feel so separate to who you want to be, and Tim Thomas in the documentary is a breathwork coach, talks about this. And he says that there's the life that you want and then where you are. And the difference between the two, that's the amount of depression and negativity that you feel. And that's not necessarily a bad thing because that can be a driver. But also, if you can kind of get that, hey, life is a process, it's a journey. You're not necessarily meant to be here, but it's a ride from moving closer towards your desires. That can really relieve a lot of people from their depression. But with the actual story part, to be honest, the documentary itself was finished at about, it was about 45, 50 minutes long without any story, without any acting. And I'd got an edit and a cut done. And I found that the film was a little bit too heavy in terms of information. And there was no real gaps and breaks. It's just information, information, information. And I'm just thinking the idea was for people who are struggling to watch this film and get some insights.
You mean they'd
And
be
I
more
thought,
depressed afterwards?
maybe. Well, I mean, who wants to sit through a heavy load of information when you're kind of struggling? But if you add an element of story and break it up a little bit, it gives you some breathing room to actually digest the information that's coming through the experts and through the people who have experienced and gone through depression, come out the other side, who are now living joyful, joyful lives. But dare I say, they still have, I still talk to many of them, or I'm in contact with many of them, and I know that they still have their ups and their downs. So it's not like it's all joy. But I do think that that's a place that you can get to.
Well, it's one of the things about the film, isn't it? It's a journey. There's two really important things in it. One is the that it's a process, but also human contact is incredibly important, like making contact with people. That's what that story is about, really, is it actually being humans are social beings and we need to make contact with each other.
Yeah, 100%. I guess that's one of the real things about someone who's really stuck in a state of depression as well, is even though they might be in contact with people, they feel isolated. They're not necessarily sharing their true selves. They're hiding behind because they want to be something else. They project something else and they don't share their true self. And actually, if you can get one message across to someone, it's that who you are is actually beautiful and perfect just as you are. And you're worthy just by the very fact that you've got breath in your lungs, like there's a purpose and a reason for you being here. That's why you're alive. Life has given you this gift because you're worthy of it. And out of this life, it doesn't really matter what you do, to be honest. It doesn't matter. It's just a choice. We're just here to play and have a little bit of fun. And even if we're experiencing depression and pain and suffering, that's okay because that's life is like a movie. A movie that has some drama and has some downsides, some real pain and real struggle is a very interesting movie. I'm not saying that you can't have a joyful movie and a fun movie too, but if you start to look at your life as a movie, it's in a way you can even view it as a good thing.
Someone actually says that in the film. She actually says that I'm the best version of me. I'd do a terrible job being you. In fact, she says it really well.
I should be learning.
Yeah, and what the other thing that she says, which is really important, and I think people will have experienced this if they've been to a general practitioner, that general practitioners quite often will give a person who goes in to see them if they're feeling down immediately a script for a medication, which is supposed to help them work through whatever it is that they've got going. The thing is that people actually do have problems. They actually do have issues which they need to work through, not to be shielded from. They need some kind of support rather than a medical intervention, which is an interesting aspect to this film, I'll have to say.
Yeah, well, I think this is this is part of the one of the reasons, I was initially wanting to make the film is the when I was going through depression and even speaking to people after I came out of my depression, I noticed that the general thought in a lot of people's minds were, oh, if you're depressed, if you've been depressed for a couple of days, go get some medication. And also that often doctors are heavily pushed to, if someone comes in with a state of depression, because of their safety procedure, they've got to hand over that medication pretty quickly because they don't want someone to come in there and then go out and then do something bad and say that they didn't do the proper procedure, which is giving medication. And medication comes with a lot of side effects, inflammatory problems. It can also cause even worse mental health problems. It can cause you to put on weight, which can then also, for some people, that can add to their depression. It has a lot of side effects, which isn't really talked about. It's more just, get on the pill. And I wanted people to be aware of, the pill is there, and it's a great emergency support for people who are just like completely lost it, and there's no other choice, and that they just feel that they really need something to cope. But for a lot of people, there are so many other tools that have positive side effects that they should really be exploring first for a period of time, and really using the medication, which has negative side effects, as a last resort. And if you have to use it as a last resort, there's no problem. It's another great tool and support. I just think that it's, and as the doctors in the film subscribe mention, it's just too quickly subscribed.
It's a growing experience, if nothing else. Have you shown this film to
That's
other
exactly
people?
right.
I mean, it's going to be in the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival, but have you shown it to other people, and what have there been their reactions?
Not a lot of people have seen, especially not this version. As I said, originally that was a doc. It was a documentary with no drama attached. So it's been upgrading and upgrading and upgrading and upgrading right up until last year, and it's just like a never-ending process. Especially when the documentary was entirely self-funded. The few people that have seen it have loved it and can't wait for it to get out there, and can't wait for it to start. Just get the conversation rolling, and also get the insights out there that can make a difference for people. Because the truth of the day is, while we're having this conversation, there's a lot of people out there struggling, and the more tools that become available to them, or the more understanding they have about it, the more it can help relieve that struggle and that pain, and get people as you said, in the growth process. Because once you exit that stagnant stage and you get into the growth process, and you start kind of growing and slowly improving and making, little changes in your life, depression starts to disappear. And even like Tony Robbins, the famous motivational speaker, he says progress equals happiness. So when we're moving forward, it doesn't matter what area that is as well. There's many areas to progress on. You can progress on your health, your relationships, your spirituality, your finances, your career aspects, your business if you have one. But if you're growing in that area, you feel happy about it. And I think when you feel connected, when you're having conversations with people and you actually feel the person, you feel nature, you feel life, you feel whole and complete.
When is it screening at the Documentary Film Festival? Do you
It'll
know?
be screening on this, yes, on the opening night, which we're very happy to be put on the opening night on 7th of July at 7 p.m. or 7:30 p.m.
Thanks for talking
Yeah.
to me, Sean.
No, I loved it. Thanks, Annie. Good to speak to you.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Have a good day.
You too. See ya.